This is Daguerreous Maskless MGTOW Flyers. That is 2-3 page essays on the themes of maskulism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Daguerreous. This is flyer number 301, entitled Get Things Up, which I forgot to do. I have three screens on my desk, and the middle one is a big one. That's a Philips 43-inch 4K This is flyer number 301, entitled Female Hypocrisy Regarding Maskulist Anger. Description. This flyer expresses my maskulist anger at the hypocrisy of women regarding maskulist expression of anger at fluffies and fluffy feminists. This flyer contains replies from three women regarding my maskless views, which make it clear that women do not like these views at all. This makes me think that in the coming decade, millions of women are going to go through a lot of pain as they come to terms with the rise of maskulism and MGTOW, as millions of men lash out at the oppression of men by women. This is analogous to what happened to many men in the 70s, when many feminist-influenced women divorced their husbands because their husbands could not adapt to their wives' growing feminist consciousness. Something similar will happen to women as millions of men take up maskless consciousness and force women to fip up, to grow up and become adults and not expect to parasite off a man, nor be treated as privileged princesses by men. The flyer itself. Female Hypocrisy Regarding Maskless Anger by Prof. Dr. Hugo Daguerreous. ProfHugoDaguerreous@yahoo.com and website ProfHugoDaguerreous.wordpress.com. At the time of writing, October 2018, I've been living in Melbourne, Australia for 2 months. 2 weeks ago, I paid to become a member of an e-dating company, which specializes in singles who have university degrees. I've been spectacularly unsuccessful at this, not in terms of numbers of women making contact, because with a prof doctor in front of my name, I'm a high status male, and hypergamous women instinctively want to mate up. What is failing spectacularly is their reaction to my maskulist views. Common sense tells me that it would be a total waste of my time to get to know a woman for a part-time relationship, say one or two evenings a week, to invest time and energy into building such a friendship slash relationship, only to have it destroyed when she learns about my maskulist views. So to avoid such a time waste, I'm very upfront about it, requesting that they look at my website to see if they can tolerate my maskulist anger at fluffies and fluffy feminists. I suspect strongly that this is the first time in their lives that they've ever been confronted by an angry maskulist who lashes out at their sex. I suspect it sends them into cognitive dissonance. Quote, "How dare a man attack the irreproachable privileged sex, we women?" End quote. They are reacting with real hostility and alarm. I will show you some of their replies below so you can judge for yourself. These shocked reactions from these women with masters and PhDs, I eliminate the bachelors and lower as too stupid, annoy me due to their hypocrisy. These women are old enough, 60s and 70s, to remember the rise of second wave feminism in the late 60s and 70s, when women became feminists and got very angry at men for the way the feminists saw men oppressing women. They felt they had the right to get angry at men's oppression of women. Decades later, it's now the turn of the men to get angry at the way women oppress men with their financial parasitism, their man-slavery, their fluffy feminist takeover, the divorce courts financially massacring and ruining the lives of one father in four, the fanatical opposition of the fluffies towards the legislation of the para-paternity rejection right, which will force women to FIP up, that's become financially independent persons, by bothering to get a career-competent education at high school and college, which three-quarters of 16-year-old women don't. I predict that over the next 10 years or so, there'll be a repeat of what happened in the 70s, when millions of marriages failed because traditionally-minded men could not cope with the new feminist mentality of their wives, so that the arguments grew, the attitude gap increased to the point of divorce, with millions and millions of couples. I anticipate the same kind of thing happening in the next decade as traditionally-minded women are unable to cope with the masculist anger expressed at fluffies and fluffy feminists, putting powerful masculist moral pressure on fluffies to get off their fat parasitic asses and fip up, or lose their man, then spend the rest of their lives alone, as in time the majority of men go masculist or MGTOW, men going their own way, rejecting the traditional man-slave role of being parasited upon by a hated fluffy. I paid for a 6-month membership, so I'll keep up this experiment for that length of time, and if I fail to find a part-time female friend that I can spend an evening or two a week with, then so be it. After 20-some girlfriends and 4 wives, I've pretty well had it with women in terms of living full-time with them. I won't fall into that trap again. I felt manslaved by my first wife, losing my kids and wasting 6 years of my life. My second wife wasn't too bad, but was 10 years older than me and died young, the idiot, because she smoked heavily in her youth and paid the price in her early 60s with lung cancer, the reward of smoker morons. The third wife, Chinese, stole half my savings, making me rather poor, so that my fourth wife, Chinese, went hypergamous bitch on me. So I've wiped my hands of living full-time with a woman. There will be no fifth full-time wife. I haven't yet eliminated the possibility of a part-time relationship with a woman, living the twe-twef lifestyle, that is 2A2F equals 2 apartments, 2 FIPs, where both the man and the woman have their own apartments and are both FIPs, so that when the relationship fails, they just walk away, cost-free to the man. No kids, no divorce because no marriage, no alimony because the woman is a FIP, etc. Twe-tweffing I could tolerate, and it might be quite nice to have a friendship with a female emo FIP, that is, a FIP woman who has emo attitudes, that is, has equal moral obligations, who feels she has a moral obligation to pull her own financial weight and not parasite off the labour of a man. Ideally, an emo fit woman would be bi-conscious, that is, has had her feminist and her masculist consciousness raised. But in historical terms, it's too soon for that, because nearly all women in 2018 know nothing at all about masculism. They have not had their masculine consciousness raised because they are unaware how women oppress men. It's the task of the masculines to get into the media to teach the masses the culture of female oppression of men, of masculine ideas, so that women can become bi-conscious. So until that time comes, perhaps only a few years away, women are going to be painfully confronted with angry masculists rejecting them for being monoconscious feminazis who think that gender oppression is a one-way street. They will be shocked by the views of angry masculists who confront them with their monoconscious hypocrisy. To illustrate this level of female monoconscious hypocrisy, consider the following e-dating messages between me and 3 women, 2 of them with PhDs and the other an authoress with a master's. I leave it to you to judge whether I'm being fair in being angry at their female hypocrisy when it comes to Masker's anger towards women, especially fluffy parasites and fluffy feminist hypocrites. As mentioned above, I'm usually upfront with my Maskerism, testing them to see if they can tolerate it. Here is the first woman, ironically a feminist theorist, an author of feminist texts with a PhD and a professorship like myself, the kind of woman I can admire and respect because she is my equal. But even though I think she understands my Masker's anger, having lived through an angry phase herself as a feminist earlier in life, she still wants to be mollycoddled by a man. Dash, dash, dash. Dear XXX, I've only been doing this e-dating for 2 days and have been sent several dozen women with a master's, but you are the first who has a PhD, so that pleased me immensely. I'm a retired pure math physics, computing prof who really values high intelligence in a woman, so I'm definitely interested since there are so few like you. Some of my political / social views might not be to your taste, so before going much further, please look at my website and see if you can agree enough for a second step. If so, please message me. Cheers, Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. ProfHugoDeGaris@yahoo.com. ProfHugoDeGaris.wordpress.com. Dash, dash, dash. Here is the second message to her from me. Dash, dash, dash. Dear XXX, the twists of fate. Out of curiosity, I went Amazoning for your book and found it and photos. So you're also a feminist theorist. I'm a maskless theorist. I use my math and physics talents to invent maskless theory. So we have a lot more in common than we first thought. Now that I'm back in Oz after half a century in 6 other countries, the past 12 years in China, where my maskless talents were wasted, I'm curious to see if I have enough talent to get a maskless movement off the ground in Oz and attract strong attention from the media, as I did in Europe in the 80s in 4 languages and 7 countries. So keep an eye out. You may be hearing about me in the media in the coming year. Are you working on a book at the moment? One of my maskless strategies is to persuade women to become female maskless, to vote with men, to amend fair the gender laws, for example, in the divorce courts, and to bring in the para, paternity rejection right, so that young men are prepared to be fathers again. The fluffy feminists have taken over the divorce courts and made them so toxic for males that in many countries, 2/3 of young men under 35 refuse to marry and refuse to have kids. They are reacting to the toxicity of marriage, making the fluffy feminists indirect genociders. So if young women want quality men to give them their sperm, then the women had better vote with men to force the gender politicians to amend fair the gender laws, or we wipe ourselves out, making paternity rejection the most important issue of our historical era. I hope you are not a one-eyed feminist and can see the logic in the above. I have some 300 videos on YouTube, Minds, BitChute, etc. on these ideas, so if you're curious to know what men are thinking re-gender politics, you have a large resource. Other guys in this field are Sandman, or TFM, that's Turd Flinging Monkey, whom you can Google and watch their videos. They use pseudonyms to stop being doxxed by feminazis. I'm more open and gutsier. They are MGTOWs, men going their own way, who are politically passive, whereas the maskless are angry, political, and beat the feminists at their own game with their 4 IQ point average superiority, their 10% greater IQ variance, their higher testosterone levels, their 10% larger brains, their 99% of science Nobel Prizes, etc. I take a certain Schadenfreude, that's a ad-libbing now, that's a German word, it translates literally as joy in damaging, like a little kid kicking over his sandcastle at the end of the day. A certain Schadenfreude in crushing one-eyed feminists. But if a feminist is bi-conscious, that is, has had her feminist and her maskless consciousness raised, then usually such a woman loses her anger because she sees that gender oppression is not a one-way street, that women can oppress men too. For example, women's financial parasitism. They're not bothering to fip up becoming financially independent persons by bothering to get a career-competent education. Their financial massacring of one father in 4 in the fluffy feminist-dominated divorce courts. Fluffy's fanatical tooth and nail opposition to the legislation of the para, which would force Fluffies to grow up and fip up, etc. Cheers, Hugo. ProfDeGaris@yahoo.com. Website ProfHugoDeGaris.wordpress.com. Dash, dash, dash. Here is her reply. Dash, dash, dash. Hello, Hugo. I think of you as an interesting colleague working in part on an overlapping area of concern, but emphatically not as a romantic partner. I can envisage an exciting discussion at a conference, but not restful chats over dinner. So, best of luck, and I'll wait with interest to see what your book looks like. Regards, XXX. Dash, dash, dash. The other two women I sent the same reply to, that is, as shown below. They were a lot more dismissive, more shocked, but judge for yourself. This reply was a lot angrier and expressed my contempt for female hypocrisy. When it comes to feeling that men have no right to be angry at women, I have a contempt for such an attitude, and as masculinism spreads throughout the culture, millions of women are going to be dumped as heavily as these two through their dismissal of male anger at women's oppressiveness. The second woman was a master's who said she had a strong interest in social justice. This was my contact message to her. Dash, dash, dash. Dear YYY, can you please look at my website to see if my interest in social justice is too strong for your taste? If not, then please message me. Website address is profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. Cheers, Prof. Hugo DeGaris. Dash, dash, dash. Here was her reply. Dash, dash, dash. I have visited your website, and in particular your article on feminazis. I find it illogical, inaccurate, and laughable when it is not abhorrent. I am very pleased that you suggested that I visit your website, and now I see we have nothing in common. Thank you, and goodbye. Dash, dash, dash. Here was my contact message to the third woman, a PhD. Dash, dash, dash. Dear ZZZ, or for Americans, ZZZ, as a retired PhD professor, my top criterion for a woman is her intelligence, so your PhD is attractive. You can learn as much as you want from my website at profhugodegaris.wordpress.com, but I know little about you. What was your PhD in? Please look at my website and see if you can tolerate some of my views, and see if you can tolerate some of my views, then please message me. Cheers, Prof. Hugo DeGaris. Dash, dash, dash. Here was her short, dismissive reply. Dash, dash, dash. Oh dear, women who are fluffy and parasites? Question mark. Thank you for contacting me, but no thanks. Dash, dash, dash. I then sent them both the following angry maskless reply. Dash, dash, dash. I'm becoming increasingly angry at the hypocrisy of women. In the 70s, they gave themselves the right to be angry at men for the way men oppress women, but reject the same right for men to be angry at women for the ways women oppress men. In brackets, female financial parasitism, female manslavery, financially massacring one father in four in the fluffy feminist hypocrite-dominated divorce courts. Fanatical resistance against legislation of the para, paternity rejection right, etc. If this growing hatred of men for fluffies continues, there will be a sex war. These feminazis are indirectly wiping out whole populations due to the toxicity of the divorce courts. So young men, two-thirds of them in many countries, refuse to marry, refuse to have kids. This makes these fluffy feminists, hypocrites who want equal rights with men but reject equal obligations with men, not bothering to fip up, become FIPs, financially independent persons, expecting to be able to parasite off the money of a man, making them manslavers and hence hated by masculists. So have a nice life. As masculism spreads throughout society, women who have your attitude will certainly not get a man. You will die as you are now, manless, loveless, sexless, and increasingly spat at. Dash, dash, dash. I paid for 6 months with this e-dating company, so I will keep contacting these masters and PhD women, who are obviously fips, but still have fluffy attitudes in their expectations of men, who know nothing of masculism, of women's oppression of men, they need to be educated. If at the end of that 6 months period, the results are much the same as so far, then not having a female companion for an evening will not be a great loss. So long as I have a reasonable circle of friends with whom I can socialize and not feel totally isolated, then I should be fine. But since there are millions of men like me now around the world who choose to be womanless, implies that there are millions of women who are manless. The fact that so many women are contacting me shows this. I predict that the rise of masculinism and MeToo is going to cause a lot of women a lot of pain, as they are forced to give up their traditional expectations on men, expecting to be treated as privileged princesses, and definitely not tolerating being criticized by men, by masculists, who see fluffies and fluffy feminist hypocrites as vermin to be wiped out by being totally ignored, not even being pumped and dumped, so that their fluffy bitch genes are wiped from the gene pool. Fluffies are manslavers. Manslavery is slavery. Slavery rouses passions. Slavery is a war issue, and the masculists are at war against the fluffies and fluffy feminists, aiming to wipe them out so that men can live in a FIPS society where both sexes are socialized and educated to be FIPS and pull their financial weight, not expecting to parasite off the labor of the other sex. Judging by the above exchanges, there's a long way to go before we live in a FIPS society, that is an emo FIP society, as all the women above were obviously FIPs, but still have fluffy expectations of men. They are still monoconscious. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. Brackets contains links to 300 plus masculist flyers on YouTube, Minds, Patreon, BitChute. Ciao.